Welcome to Classic Reviews. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for reviewing classic television shows, video games, and films. I'm your host Matthew, and this is for season 7, episode 2. And this is for the 1985 comedy adventure, if you want to call it that. The Goonies. Finally getting to this film, which again is the entire point of this series. I really like this film. I really like this film a lot. I think as time passes, I may even love this film, which is interesting because okay, there's two separate elements to this film that stop me from right now saying that I love it. Now, this might seem harsh or weird, but I'm just here to give you my opinion, I suppose. I found the first two quarters to half, I suppose. Sorry, the first quarter to the first half of this film to quite honestly be an obnoxiously loud mess. And I was kind of wondering, because I'd heard overall over the years that this is quite a beloved classic in some ways. And I was wondering when that was going to start picking up. I think the film has not a pacing issue. I think it's got a first half pacing issue. I think if you chopped out, honestly, 20 minutes of like nonsense at the start, and if you're able to get to the actual adventure quicker, I think that would make this film even better. But over time, I may look past that and actually say that I love this film. And the second half of this film, I really, really enjoyed a lot. The ending, the last sort of like 5, 10 minutes, I thought was a really beautiful, nice end to this film. There's a lot of empathy shown at the end of this film, which I really loved. There's a lot of humanity shown at the end of this film. Some good character development that's not really brought to the forefront until the end of this film. I want to read a little note that's in here. This because I watched this on Apple TV Plus. You do have to buy it. It's only 4 quid. I thought that was, worth it, and I would say it is worth it. I could have sworn this was on Disney Plus, but apparently it's a Warner Brothers film. Maybe I was thinking of something else. Although at this point, Disney owns half the world, so maybe that was just part of an assumption. I feel like I'd scrolled past it on Disney Plus at some point, but I don't think that would be the case because this is a Warner Brothers film. Now, there's been a lot of I don't want to delve like get too much stuck into the weeds of this conversation because it's a bit of a obnoxious, outdated conversation. I feel it's set, and I'm only bringing this up because it's in the notes of this film. Otherwise, I wouldn't have even been mentioning it. It says this film has outdated attitudes, language, and cultural depictions which may cause offence today. And then it randomly says comedy adventure with Josh Brolin. And I had that in mind, and there's obviously been a lot of conversations in the last 3 to 5 years or so about looking back at old things and how they don't fit with cultural standards and things like that. And while I agree that that's sometimes the case, my stance on it has always been, stop going back and editing old things because it's a waste of time. If you're talking 20 years plus, that the last 20 years. Sorry, if we start from 20 years ago and go backwards from there, that's kind of when things have been, I guess, culturally different, if you want to call them that. But my stance has always been stop going back to old things and editing them and editing things out and changing things because then we won't learn from not necessarily mistakes of the past because things were made in the past because they were made in the time period that they were made in. This was made in 1985, therefore it's got the cultural standings, I suppose, of 1985, which I don't know what they were because I wasn't born in 1985. But you're talking, there's too many articles of things like, hey, let's go back to Mary Poppins or whatever and edit it and fix the blackface and stuff. And it's like, what? That's just a waste of time. It's a total waste of time. Anyway, that conversation aside, Because, yeah, I think it's just simply a case of, okay, we can look back on these things, make things more culturally appropriate for today when we're making new stuff, and just go from there. Stop wasting time with overanalyzing old stuff. And certainly when these streaming services are kind of editing old things or removing old things, unless there's an actual legal reason or something, it's just a waste of time. Okay. So I had that a little bit in the back of my mind. I was like, okay, where is that going to come into this film? And there is a few little conversations between these characters about disrespecting kind of the remains of these pirates and the remains of these people and that sort of thing, which I guess is fine. And there's a few little conversations about God and stuff like that, and it doesn't get stuck into the weeds of that, which I thought was smart. So culturally, I think this film is played very smartly, unless there's some things I'm not aware of, or some things that happened when this film got made that were culturally different that I'm not aware of. But again, I wasn't remotely aware of that being an issue, quote unquote, until I saw that. No, heck, if I'd got this off Amazon instead, it might have even been a different situation. Because let me just explain. I like to kind of explain sometimes. Okay, what my history with each thing that I'm reviewing here is. I've heard of the Goonies for a long, long time. Honestly, the only information I've ever had about this film was it was a fun kids' adventure. That was it. That's all I knew about this film. I don't think I've ever seen this film in the background when I was younger, or like at family gather. You know when you're at a family gathering and you're flicking through the channels or whatever, and they go, "Oh, this film's on for Christmas," or whatever the case may be. I don't believe I've ever seen this film like on in the background at a family thing, because that's honestly where I go back to things from, let's say, 20 to 30 years ago in that ballpark. That's where I've seen bits of things from, like family gatherings, or I may have watched some stuff when I was really, really young, forgotten about it a bit, but now I can kind of revisit stuff. So honestly, out of all of the 7 seasons I've done so far for Classic Reviews, this is probably the product I least knew least about. I knew some casts that were in this. I knew that Sean Astin was in this and that kind of stuff. And there's been a few little conversations I've had with David on Geek Town about certain, I can't remember what those conversations were, certain things to do with the Goonies. And I think he and some other people had recommended this to me, to do this for this series. But it was interesting because I saw there was a trailer listed, and I was like, should I watch that kind of? But honestly, then I just jumped in. I just jumped straight in. And that was an interesting experience, which, in today's day and age, when we get trailers, you could argue with some films that from the first or the second trailer, kind of what the film is, how the film's going to sort of play out. But I'll tell you what, actually, I wasn't going to bring this up because it's a slightly embarrassing fact, but I may as well. There's a film I was aware of, and I was doing a little bit of Googling while I was watching this film, and I'm not sure why I got these two films mixed up. Maybe this is like an 80s thing or something. There's a film that I believe is called The Gremlins, and they've got these little, I don't know if you know what you'd describe them as. They've got these like razor-shaped kind of ears, and they're these like fluffy little gremlin sort of animals, right? And when I went to get a tattoo done in April, and the guy's shop that I went to, he's got a very pop culture heavy shop. There's lots of things like on display and that kind of stuff. It's nice to have a look at those while you're getting a tattoo done, I suppose. And one of the things he did have on display was one of the gremlins. For some reason, now I'm not saying I watched the wrong film. For some reason, I thought those were in this film. And I started watching it, and I was like, oh, I wonder if these gremlins pop up on the kids' adventure, and that's going to be to do with this treasure and stuff. Nope, totally different film. So I googled the Goonies, and they showed the, I think it's called Sloth, the character. I was like, oh, it's this film. And then I looked up, literally looked up miniature creatures, or like film with miniature creature, because I was like, what is that film called with those little, well, turned out they were gremlins, and that's what the film was called. For some reason, I thought that they were in this film. I'm not sure what I thought was that the actual Gremlins film was, but hey, this is all part of the learning journey, right? This is all part of me figuring these old films out and that kind of stuff. I'm sure that's happened to people before, where you've thought something was from a different film. It would have made their journey a lot more difficult. And what was also interesting, I remember there was some sort of slogan at some point. It's like, is it don't feed the gremlins after midnight? Don't get the gremlins wet. And for some reason, I had in my mind, don't get the Goonies wet. Don't feed the gremlins after midnight. And because I didn't know that the group called themselves the Goonies. And when I looked up the Goonies and a picture of the sloth character came up, I think that's the nickname that they give him or something. I was like, oh, that's the Goonie, right? I was like, oh, they better not feed him or better not get him wet after midnight. It's a totally different film. It's a totally different film. So anyway, there we go. But now I know. Now I know, which is the whole point again of doing this series. It was funny because as they're going through the film and there's like booby traps getting set off and stuff, very kind of Uncharted Tomb Raider-esque and or Indiana Jones-esque. I really like that sort of adventure part, which is where the film really, really starts to pick up. And you get some serious stakes that kind of come up. And as the water's like leaking through different places, for some reason I was thinking like, oh no, don't get him wet. Because I thought it was a Goonie and I thought it applied to that. Yeah, me being silly, I suppose. But hey, now I know that's going to be the case for that. So, but hey, I look forward to watching the Gremlins and seeing what that's all about. Another film which, well, apparently I did know a lot about it, but I thought it was in a different film. That's a film that I've never seen and don't know anything about. So, there we go.
Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
Let's talk about the film itself, I suppose. With the whole cultural outdated thingamajiggy, I'm gonna guess that's to do with something to do with this whole pirates thing and all that. But other than that, I'm not sure what that whole depiction warning thing was about. I thought these characters were quite fun. I didn't kind of like catch on to loads of their names or anything. I thought the cool kid with the inventions was really, really good and genuinely almost died at one point. With the, yeah, kind of like this, I was going to say Batman kind of thing. It's more like an Inspector Gadget sort of situation, isn't it? And his dad's an inventor and says at the end of the film, you're my best invention. I thought that was the best line of the film, by the way. So that was cool. Because what did he have? He had like a boxing glove. He had that mouth grab thing, like the grapple thing. It's a good thing that that worked, otherwise he would have died because he would have fallen into a pit of spikes like in Tomb Raider or in Indiana Jones. So that was quite good. He had the torchlights which ran out straight away. He had what was the other thing? I can't remember the other bit of kit that he had. But that was quite good. Interesting to see a young, very young Sean Astin in this film. I'm not sure how young he is, but clearly very young. See, I don't want to get. I was going to kind of talk about the first half of the film and sort of the problems I had with it, but I don't know that I want to get bogged down in sort of negativity because I really do think once they start getting deeper into this cave and they kind of realize what situation they're in and they're getting chased, that for me is where the film really kind of picks up. Because you've got things like you've got the bully characters, and you've got the bike scene and all that. I don't know that they were necessarily necessary to the plot. I liked Andy and her friend. They were kind of cool additions to the group as well. You got the older brother who's kind of in charge of things. So yeah, obviously the reason they're going for this treasure and that is because the house situation and stuff. I thought that was, good motivation and things. Because I heard that this is gonna be, or the sorry, that Skillington Crew, which will be out by the time that this podcast comes out, by the way, not the whole season necessarily, but with the Skeleton Crew trailer recently coming around, I've heard some comparisons to like, oh yeah, it's the Goonies, but in Star Wars. So I was kind of had that at the back of my mind. That makes me even more excited for Skeleton Crew. I think that's quite fun. My thoughts on the villains, I suppose. They were awful. Not awful characters, but like they were going to blend what's his name's hand in the thing. That was like really dark, really really dark. I'm going to assume I think they got arrested, didn't they, at the end of the film. It all kind of worked out nicely in the end, which was the good point. And I was kind of wondering, because they get the treasure taken off of them, and then there's this fun, weird kind of set piece at the end where they're all getting thrown into the water, but it's just a good fun end to the film. And I was like, oh, they've come all this way and they're not got any of the treasure. I wonder, not that you'd need to do a Goonies 2, because A, I don't think that they're gonna do that, and B, I don't think that would be necessary. Also, it's been like how many years since this? It would be, a bit far removed since then. I kind of hoped that the boat was gonna come to shore and that they would get more of that, but I guess they didn't need it. Depends on how much those diamonds were worth. I mean, we don't really know. We don't really know how much money the family owed or anything like that. I guess I kind of should talk about the star. I kind of just, maybe this is because, again, I don't know if you've noticed on recent podcasts I've been mentioning sort of since I've hit 30, I've felt a bit different about certain things. It's just, I guess, part of getting older. There's good kids out there in the world. And I get that the start is it's kids being kids, they're knocking stuff about, they're breaking stuff, they're shouting, they're stomping around. But kids can be loud and annoying, they really can. And I just, because I, again, maybe it was because I didn't sort of know what this film was about necessarily. I knew it was about a bunch of kids going on an adventure, that's pretty much all I knew. But, no one's like listening to anybody. No one's kind of like the mum's trying to sort of get them to behave, and they got the Spanish helper. What actually was her role? I don't know. Spanish kind of helper, and the funny kid, I suppose, is speaking to her in Spanish about where the drugs go and all this sort of stuff. The film didn't really kind of kick on for me until when would I say this film really picked up for me? Maybe when they get into the basement and they actually start. Even then, they're still being kind of loud and obnoxious and things, where they're trying to be sort of quiet, which I found really odd. So yeah, you've got that kind of going on. And I would say that's probably the first half an hour or so. I know I said kind of like the first half or the first two quarters, I suppose. Sorry, the first quarter of the film. But I think you can trim some of that. Not that you're going to go back and edit this, or I'm just talking about, it in general. You could have done with trimming about 20 minutes of that, honestly. It was interesting as well because I don't know if this was an intentional trick, quote unquote, But when you start the film, and it's this guy who pretends to have killed himself in prison, he breaks out, and it turns, obviously those end up being like the main bad guys of the film. And I was like, why am I watching this? What is this like prison escape heist thing about? And they're getting chased by police. And I was like, where are the kids coming up? Because again, bearing in mind, didn't know anything about the film. And then they cut it to they're watching a police chase on TV, and I was like, oh, they're watching like an episode of something or a film. And then that didn't turn out to be the case. And then one of the kids turned the TV off, and the police then kind of go by. I like the little audio bit there where he's turned it off and he's like, wait, why can I still hear police in this in the TV? But it didn't know it was from outside. I thought that was quite a clever little way to start the film as well. So I thought that was quite good. A couple of funny moments. I thought the kiss scene in the cave was pretty funny. She kissed, I think it was Mike by accident. One kind of line that I'm not moaning about but raised my eyebrows a bit is I swear she says to him at the end of the film, like, oh, some parts of you might not work right now, but if one of your parts works well, which I guess is his lips, the other parts will be great later. Or she says something like that, and I was like, okay, that's a little bit of a weird thing to say, but I get what she means. Whether it went over his head completely or not, I don't know. But she ended up with the older brother. I swear that's what she said to him. I didn't find it like weird or strange. It was just kind of, oh, okay. Is that supposed to be like a compliment to him or something? I don't know. Anyway, that was quite good. There were quite a few moments that I did laugh, which were quite good in the film that I enjoyed as well. But yeah, just a fun, once they get to it, a fun cave adventure with these kids who are trying to find the treasure. And you've got these bad guys who I liked the kind of Home Alone-esque clumsiness to them as well. I thought that was quite good, especially that kid with the inventions and like the slippery. Oh, that was the other gadget, wasn't it? The slippery kind of substance, whatever it was, the oil thing. I thought that was quite good. So yeah, very good film. Really, really enjoyed it a lot. I kind of hope there's something again. Skeleton Crew's coming up. So I'm even more looking forward to that now. I wouldn't mind seeing something like this. I mean, I guess we got 'cause this kind of obviously Stranger Things season 1 and 2, like the earlier seasons, are very much inspired by this. These sort of young kids on summer break who get bored because summer break is way too long for them, and kids get bored very quickly. It's also part of this film, and that's kind of like part of Stranger Things and that. So this kind of 80s young kids seek out an adventure. It's turned out to be quite successful so far. You've got this and you've got Stranger Things. Obviously, the Stranger Things, well, the Stranger Things kids aren't kids anymore, are they? I mean, one of them's married now and like nearly 20 or something. I think it was Millie Bobby Brown that got married recently. I haven't seen much of the rest of them, but she's a very kind of public person. So, but no, she's not a kid anymore. She's married and moved on. But that's also what happens when it takes you years to get out 4 seasons of TV, is the kids that were, 8, 9, 10, or however old they would have been at the start, are no longer young teenagers. They're now basically young adults, aren't they? So, but yeah, I don't think I have too much else to say. Really enjoyed this film. Enjoyed the second half a lot more than the first. I was gonna say I'm like looking. I was gonna say I'm sort of looking forward to more, but there isn't a sequel, is there? Because what would you do? They did the adventure, didn't they? And it was really fun. All right, I forgot to do this at the start of the first, at the end of the first episode to tease what is next. If my plan goes the same way, because I might change a few things in the order of things. I would usually tease which actor is in the next film I'm going to be reviewing, but I will say that there is an alien in the next film I'm going to be watching. That doesn't mean, well, there's lots of different franchises with aliens in those films, and it depends what you think an alien might be. But yes, there's going to be an alien in the next film that I watch. So look out for that one. All right, your thoughts on the Goonies? What do you think of this note here from Apple TV Plus on the cultural thingamabob? Do you think it's to do with the pirates or whatever? For those of you that maybe, you know, grew up with this film or whatever, let me know what you think of it. What do you think of the first half of the film as well? And the kind of, I can only really describe it as obnoxiously loud, but we get there in the end, and we get there very, very well in the end. Anyway, your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the Goonies. And are you look well, I would say, are you looking forward to Skeleton Crew? But it would have already started by the time this came out. But are you looking forward to it? Are you enjoying it anyway, Skeleton Crew? Yeah, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter eTalkUK, and social media eTalkUK is information in the show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main eye podcasts. Take a look out for what we do, past, present, and future. And if you are eagerly awaiting the next episode of Classic Reviews, bear in mind there's six and a bonus previous seasons. So if you want my thoughts on old stuff from the past, I've already done six seasons of Classic Reviews. Excuse me, they should all be in the same feed. So you've got the Disney Pixar bonus one, you've got the Jim Carrey season four, and some other seasons of Classic Reviews. Please go and check those out if you want to, because you can check those out, I guess, in the meantime, waiting for the next episode or whatever. Entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, entertainment talk. Support the podcast if you would like to do so. Hopefully you do want to listen to more of them. There's plenty of them on the site. Word of mouth, social media. If someone mentions another podcast alone, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. And free podcast review options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio, geektown.co.uk, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk, for all those things. Twitch, eTalk UK, YouTube Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Goodbye.